Leading the news, Qantas workers are anxiously awaiting today's release of the airline's half-yearly results. Qantas is expected to announce plans to cut thousands of jobs in the wake of heavy losses. The government says it'll wait until today's results are released before it decides how it might help the struggling airline. There have been angry scuffles outside a London court where two Muslim men have been sentenced to life for killing a British soldier. Lee Rigby was hacked to death near his barracks last May. Both men had to be removed from the court when they began yelling at the judge. Residents in Morwell in eastern Victoria say they've had enough of the thick smoke blanketing the town. They're now considering launching a class action amid fears it could take months to extinguish a nearby mine fire. Assistant Federal Health Minister Fiona Nash was lobbied by a powerful food industry group the same day she pulled down a government food rating website. The Food and Grocery Council has told 7:30 it rang Senator Nash's office after the government website went live, arguing it wasn't ready to be made public. There have been angry scuffles between rival protest groups in Ukraine's Crimea region. Tensions have been rising between pro and anti-Russian groups since the country's president was deposed in the wake of last week's violent demonstrations.